Hey, today we're going to do part two of day five in creation week.
今天我们要讲创世纪第五天的第二部分。
And we're going to look a little bit again at whales and focus on birds.
我们要再看看鲸鱼，然后专注在鸟类上面。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到上帝面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing yourself as our Creator.
天父，我们感谢你启示自己为造物主。
And that we realize you created everything to teach us spiritual truth.
我们也知道你创造了万物，用意是要教导我们关于属灵的真理。
We pray you open the eyes of our understanding today.
我们求主今天开启我们的认知。
That we can learn to see the spiritual messages you're trying to teach us through the things you created.
好，让我们能够明白，借着你所造之物，能够更多的认识你自己。
And that it would have a powerful impact on our lives.
从而对我们的生命产生重大的影响。
So we put this time in your hands now, in Jesus' name.
我们将这一段时间交托在你的手里，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So on day five, God creates sea life and fowl.
就在第五天，上帝创造了海洋生物与天空飞鸟。
Okay. God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature."
神说，水要多多滋生有生命的物。
And as we saw, that literally in Hebrew is a living soul.
在希伯来文，这个生命之物就是活的灵魂。
These are animals that have life.
就是有生命的动物。
And fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
还有雀鸟飞在地面以上天空之中。
And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth.
神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物。
Which the waters brought forth abundantly.
水滋生各样有生命的动物。
After their kind.
各从其类。
And every winged fowl after his kind.
又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。
And God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
Why does God tell us that it was good?
为什么上帝告诉我们他什么是好的？
Because he wants us to understand that it reveals his glory and his attributes.
因为他要我们明白，他所造的物都启示出他的荣耀以及他的属性。
And so God here focuses on great whales and every winged fowl.
在这个创造当中，经文所强调的就是大鱼，还有所有有翅膀的飞鸟。
And what's interesting is that evolutionists seem to also focus on the great whales and birds.
很有意思的就是进化论者所强调的，也就是大鱼和各样的飞鸟。
There's a real spiritual war going on here.
所以我们看到在这里有一个属灵的征战。
And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas."
神就赐福给这一切说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水。
And let fowl multiply in the earth.
雀鸟也要多生在地上。
And the birds are one of the most successful species. There's over 300 billion birds.
鸟类是有最多种类的动物。
Or trillion, I'm sorry, 300 trillion.
大概有三兆种不同的鸟类。
Okay. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
有晚上，有早晨，是第五日。
Okay. So on day five, God creates two kinds of living creatures.
所以在第五天，上帝创造了两种生物。
Okay. Every living creature in the waters.
每一个在水里的生物。
This probably includes both salt and fresh water.
包括盐水跟淡水里。
And he emphasizes great whales.
而他特别强调大鱼。
It's important here that the Hebrew term is taniim.
很有意思的就是希伯来文的用字是 taniim。
And this Hebrew word is also translated dragons, monsters, and serpent.
那这个字同时也翻译成龙、大兽还有蛇。
Okay. So it would have included the plesiosaur, the great monster in the ocean.
所以也包括在海里的这个大兽。
Okay. And then every winged fowl.
另外就是每一只有翅膀的鸟。
Which would have included pterodactyls.
也包括这个所谓的恐龙之一。
Okay, another dinosaur.
那就是另外一种类型的恐龙。
Many Native American tribes have a lot of stories about pterodactyls.
很多美国的印第安人有关于这个恐龙的故事。
Now there's three spiritual purposes for animals.
上帝创造动物有三个属灵的目的。
First one is to teach us wisdom by revealing the infinite attributes, wisdom, and glory of God.
那借着上帝无限的属性、智慧和荣耀来教导我们智慧。
And we're looking at animals, and it's interesting that before the throne of God are cherubim that have four animals' faces.
既然讲到动物，很有意思，就是在上帝的宝座前面有四个基路伯，他们有四个脸面。
Okay, they have the face of a lion.
有一个狮子的脸。
Face of an ox.
牛的脸。
We have the face of the eagle.
还有鹰的脸。
Then the fourth one is man.
那第四个就是人的脸。
Who's a special creation, not an animal.
他是上帝所特别创造的，他不是动物。
Okay. And if you want a good book, this book is expensive. It'll cost you about $40.
假如你要一本很好的书哈，这本书相当的贵，大概就是要花$40。
This is a big book that covers every type and metaphor in the Bible if you want to help to study Scripture.
假如你要更深入的研究圣经，这本书包括圣经里面所有的预表以及比喻。
Now, a second purpose for animals.
那对动物的第二个目的是。
They're designed as metaphors to reveal spiritual truth so as to stir the heart and convict the conscience.
上帝设计他们用作比喻来启示出属灵的真理，使我们的心可以被搅动，而且使我们的良心知罪。
For example, some people are swine or pigs.
举例来说，有些人好像是猪。
If you call somebody a swine, that's going to stir up their heart, right?
假如你叫人是一只猪的话，他的心一定会被搅动。
Some people are strong as an ox.
有些人强无有力，像牛。
Or sly as a fox.
有些人狡猾，像狐狸。
And people can act like brute beasts.
人们的行为有时好像是野蛮的兽。
Right, we'll say, man, he's acting like an animal.
我们有时候这个人的行为好像一个野兽一样。
Right, that's a metaphor.
这就是一种比喻方法。
God roars like a lion.
上帝像吼叫的狮子。
That's meant to convict our conscience.
为的就是要使我们的良心知罪。
Means God is getting angry.
换句话说，就是上帝在发怒。
Okay, and the third purpose is they're designed as types.
那第三个目的就是上帝设计他们为预表。
Now a type is a shadow cast by divine design of good things to come.
那预表是神圣的设计，是未来之事的影儿。
See, it's not the very image of the things.
而不是事情的真相。
But it's a picture of some spiritual truth.
它只是一个图画来预表某些属灵的真理。
Okay. And the Holy Spirit reveals the glory of Christ designed into the Old Testament types to transform our lives.
所以圣灵启示出被设计进旧约当中基督荣耀的预表来改变我们的生命。
Now types are important because they reveal there is supernatural proof of the inspiration of God's word.
那预表的重要性就在于它超自然的证实上帝话语的这个是圣灵所默示的。
Okay. Some animals are designed to prefigure New Testament truth.
有些动物的设计是用来预表新约救赎的真理。
Right? Jesus is called our Passover lamb.
好像耶稣就是我们逾越节的羔羊。
And when you study the Old Testament Passover in the book of Exodus,
当我们从出埃及记来研究旧约的逾越节的时候,
we find every detail was a picture of Jesus dying as our Passover lamb.
我们就发现他所庆祝的每一个细节都预表耶稣基督成为我们赎罪的羔羊。
Okay. When they put the blood on the lintel on the doorpost, they formed the sign of a cross.
当他们将血涂在门框跟门楣上的时候，他们就画出一个十字。
Okay. Oh, how understanding the types like the Lamb of God would transform our life.
所以明白像上帝的羔羊之类的预表能够大大的改变我们的生命。
Right, when Abraham is offering up Isaac, it's a type of Jesus.
当亚伯拉罕将他的儿子以撒献在祭坛上的时候，
Abraham's name means father of many nations.
他就预表亚伯拉罕作为万国的父。
And he's offering up his only son.
将他唯一的独生子献上。
And he tells his son a prophecy that God will supply a lamb.
那个时候他对他儿子就说了一句预言，就是说上帝自己会预备一只羔羊。
And Abraham is offering up Isaac at the very same place where Jesus was going to die on the cross for our sins.
而亚伯拉罕把以撒献上的那个地点正好是耶稣被挂在十字架上的地点。
See, so this Lamb of God is a type of Jesus.
所以这只羔羊就是耶稣的预表。
Okay. So now we want to look at, to be wise, we must learn God's biblical use and definition for a word.
首先我们要知道智慧的人必须从上帝在圣经中的用法以及定义来明白一个字。
Okay. So the word translated whales in English, tanim,
在英文中翻成大鱼的希伯来语 tanim,
is an important type in scripture.
在圣经经文中是一个重要的预表。
Okay. We're told in Isaiah 27,
在以赛亚书27章第一节说,
In that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent.
到那日耶和华必用他刚硬有力的大刀刑罚鳄鱼
Even Leviathan, that crooked serpent,
就是那快行的蛇
And he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea,
刑罚鳄鱼就是那曲形的蛇并杀海中的龙
Now the word dragon here is Tanaim,
就在这里龙的原文也就是 Tanaim
So it's one with the serpent and Leviathan,
它与蛇跟大鱼是同一个字是合一的
right, same word translated whale and dragon
因为这个字也翻译成大鱼还有蛇也翻译成龙
this is how the Bible uses this word
这就是圣经怎么使用这个字
and they're all types of Satan in the Bible
而这些都是圣经中有关撒旦的预表
okay now in China there's a progression from serpent to dragon
我们可以在中国蛇怎么变成龙的一个进展
And this is a picture, the history of Chinese art as it pictured the dragon.
这些图画都是中国人历代蛇怎么变成龙的一个进展的过程。
And you can see the dragon started out as a simple snake.
我们可以看到这个龙一开头是一个非常简单的蛇。
And slowly he evolves more and more into the form of what we know as a dragon.
那慢慢进展成我们现在所知道的龙。
And it especially transitioned during the Qing Dynasty.
那特别是在秦朝的时候它转型了。
And after Qin, the dragon becomes the full-fledged Chinese dragon.
然后秦朝之后这个龙就越来越显现像今天我们所想象中的龙。
Now history comes alive with God's wisdom.
那历史就根据上帝的智慧来看的话呢就变得活生生的了。
See, in the Bible in Genesis, the devil starts out as a simple serpent.
因为在创世纪里面魔鬼出现的形状就是一个很简单的蛇。
But by the time we get to the book of Revelation, Satan is a full-fledged dragon.
但是在启示录当中我们读到的这个古蛇就是一条大龙。
And how do you explain that in Chinese history, the same transition took place?
那我们怎么解释在中国我们看到同样的蛇变成龙的转化呢
okay, you've all gone to eat at Chinese restaurants where they give this out to you with the Chinese zodiac.
我们都去过中国餐厅那他们常常用的餐子就是中国的十二生肖。
Okay, is the horse a real animal?
马是真实的动物吗
Is the rabbit a real animal?
兔子是真的吗
The snake real?
蛇是真的吗
Monkey real?
猴子是真的吗
Sheep real?
羊是真的吗
Yeah, they all are.
都是真的
Right, the rooster, the dog, the
鸡跟狗
the boar, the rat
还有猪这些都是新的都是真的
They're all real, right?
都是真的
11 of them, real
11个都是真的
Now, let me ask you So, is the dragon real?
那么龙也是真的吗
Gotta ask the question Why would the Chinese have 11 real animals and then stick in there one mythical dragon?
为什么中国人说这十一个生肖都是真的但是讲到龙的时候就说龙是一个神秘的是一个神话的动物呢
Well, I think this dragon was a real animal at one point that went extinct.
我想这个龙确实是存在的真的动物但是在某一个时候它消灭了消失了。
But it's still an animal that represents Satan. It's a type of Satan.
但仍然是一个象征代表撒旦的一个动物。
Okay, is this a real animal or a mythological animal?
那你现在看到荧幕上的这个，它是真的还是一个神话的动物呢？
Okay, well, say hello to Dracorix hogwartsia. It's a real fossil.
那这个动物是一个真的，它是一个化石。
Okay, found in 2007.
在2007年被发现。
It's a nearly complete Dracorix skeleton.
它是一个恐龙完整的骨骼。
Okay.No other of its species has yet been found, but there obviously were many more of them.
目前还没有发现它其他的同种。
Okay. And here's the thing that the scientists wrote about it.
那现在科学家写下来这个东西相当令人吃惊。
They said the dinosaur skull surprised the scientists.
他说恐龙，这只恐龙的骨头呢，令科学家吃惊。
Dracorix has a remarkable resemblance to the dragons of ancient China and medieval Europe.
这个 Dracorix 恐龙呢，与古中国和中世纪欧洲的龙极为相似。
Yeah, probably some kind of dinosaur that was called a dragon.
那所以这可能是一个恐龙，也被称为龙。
Okay. The most ancient oracle bone character for dragon.
这是中国最古老的甲骨文字的龙。
Note the snake with the crown on its head.
下面是蛇的身形，上面戴了一个冠冕。
Then here's the bronze character.
这是金文边里的字。
Notice we also have the snake with the crown on its head.
同样，下身是蛇的形状，上面就是一个皇冠。
And an interesting thing, if you remember our study of the heavens.
那记得我们上次跟大家讲过天体。
There's snake and crown in the constellations.
在星座中也有蛇，蛇的上头有一个冠冕。
Okay, he's trying to steal the crown, but the strong man's going to keep him from getting it.
他企图摘取这个皇冠，但是这个大力士呢，会踩到他的这个尾巴，不让他去得这个冠冕。
And remember in the heavens, all those strong men that defeat the serpent are pictures of Christ.
那在天体当中所有象征大力士的人都是要击败撒旦的。
Mm-hmm. Now, 秦始皇帝 lived in about 200 BC.
在纪元前250年左右200年的这个秦始皇帝呢。
Okay. He was the first emperor to deflect worship from 上帝to the dragon.
他是中国历史当中第一位从上帝转到龙的敬拜的皇帝。
He didn't want to be called the son of 上帝 anymore. He wanted to be called the son of the dragon.
他不愿意再被称作是天子，而要改口称为龙子。
And if you study your history in the Bible, you find he's the first antichrist figure in Chinese history.
假如我们研究中国历史以及圣经历史的话，我们可以晓得他是中国历史当中第一个敌基督的预表。
Okay. We must resist the devil's work in the world.
所以我们必须抵挡魔鬼在世界的工作。
Okay. Peter tells us.
彼得告诉我们。
Okay. Be sober.
所以要谨守。
In other words, don't drink, don't get drunk.
换句话说，不要喝酒，也不要醉酒。
Okay, be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion.
他说要警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子。
He's walking about seeking whom he may devour.
遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Notice the devil's also likened to a roaring lion.
在这边也把魔鬼形容成这个吼叫的狮子。
Okay, and we have to resist him steadfast in the faith.
我们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
We're involved in a spiritual warfare.
所以我们参与在一个属灵征战当中。
And these metaphors of animals as Satan help us realize how serious and dangerous this spiritual warfare is.
用这些可怕的野兽来象征魔鬼撒旦，就让我们知道这个属灵的征战是多么的严厉。
Okay.When Solomon was gifted divine wisdom,
当所罗门被恩赐给予神的智慧的时候
okay, he spake of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fish.
他讲论飞禽走兽还有昆虫水族。
And they were all created in Genesis 1.
这些都是上帝在创世纪第一章的记录当中所启示的。
And he was revealing God's wisdom through these animals that God had created.
而所罗门就借着这些动物来显示出上帝的智慧。
And so great was his wisdom that people came from all over the world to hear it.
他的智慧是何等的大，天下列王听见他的智慧都差人来听他的智慧话。
Okay. Discovering divine wisdom in creation is life-changing.
所以在自然界去发现神圣的智慧就会带来生命的改变。
Okay. There was a time when I was a new Christian, I visited a Sunday school and a pastor said something very shocking.
在我刚刚成为基督徒的时候，有一次我去到一个教会上职学，那个时候那个牧师讲的话让我相当的吃惊。
Okay. He held up his hand that was missing a finger.
他把他的手举起来，但是他的手缺少了一个手指头。
And he said, I find nothing in the Bible that tells me I will have that finger back in heaven.
他说在圣经里我没有找到任何一个地方告诉我说有一天我这个指头会回来在天上。
Now I was a fairly new Christian at that time.
那个时候我还是刚出生的基督徒。
And the first thing that came to my mind was I went, oh no.
所以我第一个想到就是哦糟糕。
What about all those martyrs that had their head chopped off? They're not going to have their head in heaven?
那些所有头被斩掉的殉道士，他们在天上就没有头了吗？
So somehow I knew he was wrong.
所以我知道他讲的这句话是错的。
If I had known the wisdom in nature, I would have realized God created animals to grow back limbs.
假如我知道在生物界上帝的创造，我就知道有些东西是可以长回去的。
Both octopus and starfish can grow back limbs that have been cut off.
章鱼跟海星都能够被切断的这个肢体能够长回去。
If God will do that for an animal, you don't think he's going to do that for you and me?
假如上帝在动物身上都可以这么做，难道他不会为我们做吗？
Right, when we get our glorified body.
当我们获得荣耀的身体的时候。
God reveals the future healing of our glorified bodies and the things he has created.
是上帝借着他所造的东西，所造之物，就可以让我们看见将来，在我们荣耀的身体的里面，他会怎么样的医治我们。
Our bodies are going to be perfect in heaven.
我们的身体在天上是完美的。
You're not going to be missing a finger or your head.
你不会少了一只指头或是你的脑袋。
Okay. So now let's look at divine wisdom from the wonders of modern day whales.
所以现在让我们从现代鲸鱼的奇妙来探索上帝的智慧。
And these are pictures of the blue whale, the largest animal that ever lived.
世界上最大的动物蓝鲸的图片。
Okay. Now the wonders of whales are a major problem for the irrational theory of their evolution.
鲸鱼的奇妙是用不合理性去解释它的进化理论最大的问题。
Okay. A whale's uniqueness makes it impossible to have evolved little by little, slowly over time from a small land animal.
鲸鱼的独特没有办法使它从小型的陆地哺乳动物一点一点去进化出来。
Right? Everything about a whale is unique.
鲸鱼所有的一切都相当的独特。
Right, their respiratory system.
好比他们的呼吸系统。
Reproductive system.
繁殖系统。
Eating habits, size.
食习惯，他们的大小。
They have special skin.
他们有特别的皮肤。
They have ability to dive to 9,000 feet in the ocean.
他们可以在海洋里深潜到9800英尺。
And they're one of the few animals that can produce music.
他们也是很少能够制造音乐的动物。
Everything about the whale is so unique. There's nothing it could have evolved from.
鲸鱼的一切都相当的独特，没有办法是从进化来的。
The blue whale is the largest animal that ever lived.
蓝鲸是世界上最大的动物。
Right, so we're confronted with a scientific law.
所以我们面对了一个科学的定律。
It's called the law of cause and effect.
就是因果定律。
It's the most universal and most certain of all laws.
那因果定律是最普世也最确凿的定律。
What it says is every material effect must have an adequate cause that existed before the effect.
这个因果定律就是说每一个物质的结果必须先有在它之前适当的因存在。
And the effect is never greater than the cause.
而且果从不会大于它的因。
Okay. So we have only two possibilities for the cause of whales.
所以鲸鱼只有两种因的可能性。
Now a whale weighs 200 tons.
这个鲸鱼重200吨。
Could it have evolved from Indolus, Pachycetus, and Ambulocetus?
它是从它之前很小的动物进化而来的吗？
Animals the size of a dog?
像狗一样大小的动物进化来的吗？
That's not science, it's imagination.
这不是科学哈，这只是想象。
And this theory robs God of his glory.
那这个理论就剥夺了神的荣耀。
They're trying to get us to believe that an animal the size of a dog could produce a whale that weighed 200 tons.
这些人要使我们相信像狗一样小的动物可以进化成有200吨大的这个鲸鱼。
Okay. The other possibility is God created whales on the fifth day designed to live in the oceans.
那另外一个可能就是上帝在第五天创造了它活在海洋里面。
Right, this reveals God's glory.
这显明上帝的荣耀。
It reveals an infinite and omnipotent creator.
它显明上帝 这位造物主是无限的无限的大。
To create a blue whale would be nothing for God.
对这位上帝来说创造蓝鲸不是问题。
But nobody in their right mind could believe a land mammal the size of a dog could evolve into a blue whale that weighs 200 tons.
有正确思想的人绝对不可能接受说这个蓝鲸是由一只小狗进化来的。
Okay. Wonders of whales.
我们来看看鲸鱼的奇妙。
Okay. Whales can dive to 9,800 feet.
鲸鱼可以潜水下到9,800英尺。
They can spend 1 to 2 hours underwater.
在水里下，他们可以停留1到2个小时。
One reason is their muscles can store oxygen.
有一个原因就是他们的肌肉可以储存氧气。
Right, this is so amazing. They call it the Rete Mirabile, which means miracle network.
这个 This day is called?
This thing. It's called the Rete Mirabile.
这个事情就叫做这个奇迹的连锁网。
Yeah, no other animal can store oxygen in their muscles.
因为没有其他的动物可以在肌肉里面储存氧气。
That's why they can stay underwater up to 2 hours.
这就是为什么它可以停留在水底下两个小时。
When you read Jonah 2, it's literal.
当我们读约拿书第二章的时候呢，我们要按字面意义去读。
Right, his body died in the whale.
约拿的身体在鲸鱼当中死了。
And his soul was headed to hell under the deep.
他的灵魂就下到海底深处的阴间。
You can look up those scriptures later.
我们曾经读过约拿书第二章，你们也可以再回去读。
But Jesus said that just as it was with Jonah, it would be with him.
所以耶稣说，约拿。在渔夫里三天三夜，照样人子要在地里三天三夜。
And we know that Jesus' body was dead in that grave.
我们也知道耶稣的身体在坟墓当中是死亡的。
And for those 3 days, he descended into hell before his resurrection.
在那三天，他下到阴间，然后才复活。
Okay. Baby blue whale weighs 8 tons at birth.
蓝鲸宝宝出生的时候是重8吨。
It's the only mammal born in breech position.
它是唯一生产以尾部先出来的哺乳动物。
Which means he's born feet first, not head first.
换句话说，它不是头先出来，而是脚先出来，尾部先出来。
If he was born head first, he would drown when he was born.
假如它头部先出来的话呢，一生出来就会被淹死。
Okay. Some whales migrate 16,000 miles a year.
有些鲸鱼一年迁居16,000英里。
They can swim 22 miles an hour.
他们游泳可以保持一个小时22英里的速度。
And they keep a body temperature at 97.7 degrees.
那他们的体温保持在华氏就是7.7度。
Whether they're in the Arctic or in Hawaii, they keep the same body temperature.
不管在北极或是在夏威夷，他们保持同样的体温。
No, only God could have created an animal like this.
只有上帝可以创造这样的动物。
They track their food with sonar.
他们也用声呐来追踪他们的食物。
Their ears are unique from all animals.
他们的耳朵也与其他动物都不一样。
Okay. And each whale species can be identified by the spout of water when they breach.
每一种鲸鱼的种类是借着他们喷水的方式来识别。
Okay. Now let's look at divine wisdom from the miraculous beauty, behavior, and brilliance of birds.
现在我们就从鸟类的奇美行为跟光彩来观察上帝的智慧。
Okay, our God loves to make beautiful things.
我们上帝喜悦创造美好的事物。
And he loves to make very complicated things.
而且非常复杂的事情。
Okay. So in the first bird we're going to look at, we're going to learn a lesson in victory over evil.
那我们所要看的第一个鸟呢，教导我们怎么胜过罪恶。
Okay. The eagle is an amazing teacher of spiritual truth.
就是老鹰，老鹰教导我们属灵真理，属灵的真理。
Okay. We were created to triumph over the trials of life by ascending the heavens on the winds of God's Holy Spirit.
借着老鹰，我们可以看到上帝创造我们，借着他圣灵的风升到天上，胜过生命的试炼。
Okay. The great reality of the Christian life.
所以基督徒生命有几个重大的真相。
Is that God has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
就是神叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So God has raised us up to a position of authority over our spiritual enemies.
上帝已经将我们升到权柄的位置，击退属灵的敌人。
Now this is a spiritual reality.
这是一个属灵的实际。
Okay, to give us victory in the spiritual warfare.
帮助我们在属灵征战当中能够得胜。
Okay, we're given a picture of Christ on his throne in the book of Revelation.
在启示录，他显明上帝的宝座。
And God tells us that we're seated together with him, present tense, right now in the heavenly places.
神告诉我们，我们现在就与他一同坐在天上，一个有权柄的位置。
So God's telling us we sit in a position of authority over our spiritual enemies.
那上帝叫我们升到权柄的位置，能够击退属灵的敌人。
Okay. There's a difference between authority and power.
在权柄跟权力之间是有差别的。
And General Wainwright from World War II is a powerful example of this.
第二次世界大战一位维恩莱特将军就是很好的例子。
You can see there are pictures of the surrender of Bataan.
你可以看到他这个军团是怎么样投降。
That's when General Wainwright was taken captive by the Japanese.
就是日本人将他的这个军团俘虏了。
He was our highest officer ever captured.
他是一个最高将领被捕获的一位。
On the bottom there, you can see the average man when he was rescued from the prison camps.
那在下面你可以看到，当这些人在战俘营被解救的时候，他们是一个什么样子。
The ones that didn't die on average lost 50 pounds.
没有死的军人呢，基本上平均都轻了50磅。
You can see they're just skin and bones.
他们看起来就是骨头而已。
When General Wainwright was there, he was weak.
所以当莱恩将军在这个战俘营的时候呢，他非常的软弱。
He had no power over his enemy at all.
他没有任何的能力来胜过他的敌人。
He had to do whatever the enemy told him to do.
敌人告诉他做什么，他就只得做什么。
But then somebody won the war on his behalf.
但是有人为了他赢得了这个战争。
And when he learned that the Allies had won the war and Japan had lost.
当他得知盟军赢了，日本输了。
He walked into the head of the prison camp.
他就进入到这个战俘营的这个管理人那边。
And he told that man, "You're no longer in charge. I'm in charge here now."
他说你不再掌管这里，是我来掌管这里。
Now he didn't have any power to beat that man physically.
虽然他靠着肉身的体力没有办法胜过这个人。
But because somebody had won the war for him, now he had authority over his.
但是自从盟军为了他赢了这场战争，他现在就有权柄来掌管这个战俘营。
And here's General Wainwright accepting the surrender of the Japanese.
这就是维恩莱特将军接受日本人的投降。
See, he's still a very weak man.
看起来还是非常瘦弱的一个人。
He would not be able to beat those men physically.
当然靠着他的体力，他没有办法击退这些敌人。
But because somebody won the war on his behalf,
但是因为有人为他赢得了这场战争。
He had the authority to accept their surrender.
他就有权柄接受他们的投降。
It's the same with us now in the spiritual warfare.
那对我们来说是一样的，就在这个属灵的境界里面。
I can't beat a dragon.
我没有办法击退这个大龙。
I can't beat a lion.
我也没有办法击退狮子。
I don't have that power.
我没有那个权力。
But Jesus won the spiritual war for me.
但是耶稣已经为我们赢得了这场属灵的战争。
And now he's given me authority over my spiritual enemy.
所以他现在把击退敌人的权柄赐给我们。
In Luke, he says, "Behold, I give you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions."
在路加福音，耶稣说：“我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子。”
And over all the power of the enemy.
又胜过仇敌一切的能力。
And nothing by any means shall hurt you.
断没有什么能害你们。
The eagle is famous for being able to kill the serpent.
老鹰非常传奇的一件事情就是他们可以杀死。
It's so well known, it's even on ancient coins.
甚至在古代的钱币上都有这样的图画。
See, we didn't win the war. Jesus won the war on our behalf.
我们没有赢得这场属灵的战争，但是耶稣已经为我们打胜仗了。
And gives us spiritual authority over our enemies.
把属灵的权柄赐给我们，来战胜我们的仇敌。
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint.
他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
The eagle is a royal bird.
老鹰是皇家之鹰。
God has made us kings in Christ.
上帝在基督里已经使我们作王。
Most commentators believe that the eagle in the Holy Land would have been the golden eagle.
许多注释家说，在这个圣地这个地方，这些老鹰的头的这个羽毛是金黄色的。
Notice the golden crown on his head.
好，在他头上就是金黄色的冠冕。
He's the king of birds.
他是万鸟之鸟。
And Christ has made us kings.
耶稣已经使我们作王了。
Colossians says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
哥罗西告诉我们，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。
Where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God.
那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Now, as we've already seen, God has
就像我们刚刚看到的，在天上我们可以看到狮子
，oxen，
看到牛
，eagles，
看到鹰。
We know there's horses in heaven，
在天上也有马。
Seek God's wisdom in the things He's created, especially animals。
所以我们要从地上他所特别创造的动物当中来看到天上的事情。
It'll change your life，
可以改变我们的生命。
The eagle does not fear the coming storm。
老鹰也不畏惧即将来临的风暴。
Right, storms don't drain an eagle's strength because he uses the force of the storm to his own advantage.
风暴没有办法耗尽老鹰的力气，因为他会善用风暴的力量成为自己的益处。
He'll take advantage of the wind currents and fly above the storm.
他会用风的气流在暴风雨当中使他能够高飞。
Okay, eagles have miraculous eyesight.
老鹰的眼力也相当奇妙。
Okay, an eagle can see a quarter at 200 yards.
老鹰可以从200码处看见一个25分的钱币。
People can only see at 35 yards.
我们人只能看见35码。
His vision enables him to see storms coming long before any other creatures.
那他的视力也能够比任何其他生物更早看见风暴的来临。
As eagle Christians today,
我们今天就好比老鹰式的基督徒。
You have to be seeing the storms of prophecy approaching the world.
我们可以看见，我们可以预见圣经所预言的事情已经降临到世界上。
With COVID, we've got a worldwide crisis.
好比这个冠状病毒是一个普世性的危机。
Signs of the end times.
也是末世的迹象。
So the Christian is to be eagle-eyed.
所以基督徒应该具有老鹰的眼力。
Right?Able to see things others simply can't see.
能够看见别人所看不见的。
Hebrews said, we can endure as seeing him who is invisible.
希伯来书我们要恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Now, if you can see things that other people can't see, they're going to say you're crazy.
假如你看见了别人所看不到的，他们会说你疯了。
They're going to say, I don't see it.
他们说我没看到呀。
They see an eagle's eyes are anointed with a special oil.
原因就是老鹰的眼睛有一个特别的油被膏抹。
And we can't miss the type there of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不能够错过这里象征圣灵的预表。
The Holy Spirit enables us to see things that other people simply can't see.
圣灵能够使我们看见别人所看不到的。
Okay. Eagles are solitary birds, often soaring alone with God.
老鹰是孤独的鸟，经常独自与上帝高飞。
Okay, so eagle Christians must pursue times of solitude to be alone with God.
鹰式基督徒就必须追求与上帝单飞的时刻。
And be a quiet time.
有一个安静的时间，就是个人的灵修时间。
If you're going to mount up with wings as an eagle, you got to spend time with God.
假如我们要如老鹰展翅上腾，我们要单独花时间与神在一起。
God's wisdom is revealed in the bended knee of the bird.
另外，上帝的智慧也借着膝盖跪下的鸟告诉我们。
We have a lesson in prayer.
在一个有一个祷告的功课。
How do birds sleep on a perch and never fall off?
这些鸟怎么可能在枝头睡觉而不跌下来呢？
Well, God designed the claws to contract with a steel-like grip when the leg bends at the knee.
上帝设计他们的爪在膝盖弯曲的时候能够牢牢地抓住。
Okay. There's wisdom here.
所以这里我们看到有一些智慧。
When we bend our knees in prayer, it will keep us from falling to our hurt.
那是不是就是当我们跪下祷告的时候可以预防我们跌倒受伤呢？
And if you read American history,
假如你读美国的历史,
not in the modern books, they leave it all out.
在当然现代的教科书已经把这个历史删除了。
You get some of the older books.
但是你看一些比较老的书。
Especially our President Washington.
特别是有关华盛顿将军的。
The War for Independence, the soldiers used to write home about how they always saw Washington on his knees in prayer in the woods.
在美国独立战争的时候，有些士兵总是看到华盛顿在森林里跪下来祷告。
There's a reason he won a war against all odds.
所以他排除万难赢得这场独立战争是有原因的。
Are you winning the spiritual warfare?
我们战胜了这个属灵的战争吗？
Are you on your knees enough?
我们是不是有足够的跪下祷告的时候？
Okay, we have to avoid the oppositions of science falsely so-called.
我们必须逃避敌真道似是而非的学问。
As one scientist wrote, man's theories frequently clash and reverse almost as fast as fashions.
就像某位科学家所写的，他说人的理论几乎经常跟时装一样相互抵触而且颠倒。
Remember, we've already studied this, how what's true in science today in 50 years, half of it won't be true anymore.
我记得以前跟大家提过，就是说今天所认为的科学在 5 years? 50 years?
Yeah.
在50年以后呢，就不对了。
Okay, but when we talk about the theory of evolution, the changes are much quicker than that.
但是谈到进化论的时候，它的改变更快。
Okay, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God.
好，最后我们看世上的智慧在神是愚拙。
Okay, evolution's failures to explain the evolution of birds.
进化论者没有办法解释鸟类的进化。
Here's one of the most beautiful and most famous fossils that we have.
这是一个最漂亮而且最有名的这个鸟的化石。
Okay, and it's called Archaeopteryx.
这个鸟化，这个鸟称作是 the original bird.
Yeah,
始祖鸟。
Yeah. Now, the scientists will tell you if you study that of all classes of vertebrates, the birds are the least known from their fossil record.
科学家告诉我们，在所有的脊椎动物当中，鸟类是在化石记录当中最不为人知的。
Okay, the most famous icon is this one here, Archaeopteryx.
最有名的代表就是始祖鸟。
But there's a 90 million year gap to the next fossil.
但是在始祖鸟跟它下一个化石之间有9000万年的距离。
And this is a bird, not a missing link.
这就是一只鸟，不是一个遗失的连接。
Okay. There's a lot of deception from evolution about birds.
我们现在来谈谈进化论关于鸟类的欺骗。
Many fossil birds are merely fragments and must be ignored.
许多化石鸟呢，只是片段，我们不能够重视它们。
But if you find a fragment, you can make some money by writing an article and getting it published.
但是假如你找到一些片段的鸟化石，或许你可以写一篇文章，然后赚很多钱。
So a lot of money in writing about fossils.
所以关于写化石的这个行业呢，是蛮赚钱的。
But all good bird fossils are fully formed birds.
但是现在所有好的鸟化石都是完整成型的鸟。
There are no missing links.
没有所谓遗失的链接。
And this has caused great controversy for the last 100 years.
那这一点呢，在过去100年造成重大的争议。
And I give you 2 references there if you want to look that up.
下面有两个索引啊。
But despite all the evidence against it, Archaeopteryx is still in textbooks and museums as a missing link.
那即使有证据的反驳，始祖鸟仍然在教科书以及博物馆中呈现为遗失的链接。
Here's textbooks from 2014 and 13 that call it the missing link between birds and lizards.
这是2014跟2013年的教科书，说这个始祖鸟呢是一个遗失的链接。
That simply is not true, and when you read the literature will acknowledge it, but the media won't.
当你读这些文献的时候，文献承认这个是不对的，但是媒体却不这么说。
We must take God's warnings about deception seriously.
就我们必须严肃对待上帝对欺瞒的警告。
It's very hard today to know what's true and what's false when we look at the news.
当今天我们听新闻的时候，我们真的很难分辨真假。
Okay, we have the same problem when it comes to the theory of evolution.
那对于进化论，我们也有相同的问题。
What we read in the public media is totally different than all the arguments going on among the scientists behind the scenes.
当我们读到大众传播的报道，其实它与科学界本身里面的争论是完全不是同一回事。
Okay, the most widely propagated theory is that birds evolved from dinosaurs.
一个最普及的宣传理论是鸟类是从恐龙进化而来。
Okay.But a problem for Darwinism is that thousands of fossilized bird tracks have been found alongside dinosaur foot tracks.
那达尔文主义的问题就是说，哈，在世界许多地方，上千个化石鸟的踪迹在恐龙的足迹旁边一同被发现。
So that means birds and dinosaurs live together. They didn't evolve from each other.
鸟类跟恐龙同时存在，它们不是彼此进化而来的。
Okay.There are no fossil missing links for birds when you study the literature.
当你读这些文献的时候，你就发现，就鸟类而言，没有所谓的遗失的连接。
But there's some outright frauds and a lot of deception about birds.
但是关于鸟呢，进化论却有许许多多的欺诈与蒙骗。
One of the most famous is this one here from National Geographic 1999.
一个最有名的就是1999年国家地理杂志所出版的一个。
They named this fossil Archaeopter.
他们把这个化石称作 Archaeopter.
But what they found out after they wrote their article was it was a forged.
但是这篇文章发表之后，他们却发现
it was a forged fossil somehow smuggled out of China.
这只鸟的化石是从中国偷运出来伪造的化石。
The guy that paid for it paid $80,000 for the fossil.
这个花钱买它的人花了。
Now, scientists desperate to prove evolution fall easy prey to deception.
所以基于证实进化论的科学家们呢，最容易受骗。
Okay, here's the actual fossil.
这个是那个确实的这个化石。
And even after the scandal was exposed, they still have the model in museums and still show the fossil.
那即使这个丑闻发生了，被暴露了，但是它的这个假的伪化石，还有这个鸟的这个。形状呢仍然在博物馆展示。
See, the man that bought it is taking it on a tour, took it on a tour around the United States, making a lot of money showing it.
买了这个化石的这个科学家呢，在美国各地方展示，赚了不少的钱。
But it's not truth.
但是不是真理。
It's a deception.
是个欺骗。
Here's the references if you want to study it in detail. These are all.
我这边有很多参考文献，大家如果想要更多的去了解的话。
The ones in blue would be the best ones. I would recommend. They're in blue.
I don't think people going.
All right. Now we have a moral disaster created by deceptive evolutionary teaching.
那欺骗人的进化论的教导呢，制造出一些道德的灾难。
Okay. Which of these? Two down here, a baby eagle or a baby human is more valuable.
一个是小鹰还在母腹里，一个是这个小的鹰，老鹰，哪一个更具价值呢？
Well, according to our society,
根据我们的社会，
an eagle's worth more.
这个老鹰比人更值钱。
Destroy an eagle egg, $5,000 fine.
假如你毁坏了一个老鹰的蛋。要罚$5,000。
Right, second offense is 2 years in prison and $250,000 fine.
假如你犯这个错第二次的话呢，你就要被待在监牢里两年，而且是$250,000的罚款。
But if you kill this baby in the womb,
那假如你在母亲的肚腹里把这个小孩给杀了
，there's no penalty, no prison time.
没有罚款，不需坐牢。
In fact, people get paid for killing them.
至少那些做这些事情还会被付款。
And in fact, our government is trying to make you an accomplice by using your tax money to pay for it.
而且一般老百姓他们的纳税钱被用来付这个这种行为。
That's why it's important who you vote for.
这就是为什么哈，你投票给谁很重要。
There's a brilliant, unique design in birds.
在鸟类有一个非常光彩独特的设计。
The entire warm-blooded anatomy is uniquely designed around their flight capabilities.
他们完全温血的体质，特别是为飞行能力来设计的。
Okay, this is the peregrine falcon.
这是一个秃鹰。
He can fly 180 miles an hour and dive at 245 miles an hour.
他一小时可以飞行180英里，他下冲的时候一小时的速度可以到245英里。
He didn't evolve from some lizard, I guarantee you.
我可以跟你保证他绝对不是从蜥蜴类的爬虫动物所进化来的。
He's created by God Almighty.
他是全能的上帝所创造的。
And a bird like that reveals the glory of God.
所以像这样的鸟类呢，可以显示出上帝的荣耀。
And here, bird navigational skills are unsurpassed among animals.
鸟类的导航技能呢，在动物界是没有办法超越的。
These are just diagrams of migration routes.
这是他们迁居的图表。
This is incredible. Look how many birds travel thousands of miles each year.
很令人无法置信哈，每年很多鸟类都一千一代，几万英里。
Right, the record holder appears to be the Arctic tern who migrates 44,000 miles a year.
保持最高纪录的就是北极燕鸥，它们每年从两极来回迁移44,000英里。
These things didn't evolve by chance.
这些不可能是偶然进化来的。
They reveal the wisdom of an omniscient God.
他们启示出无所不知上帝的荣耀。
There's a brilliant, unique design of bird feathers.
那鸟类的羽毛也是独特设计的。
Even one non-Christian scientist said feathers are lightweight miracles of engineering.
即使一位还没有信主的这个科学家都说哈，他说鸟的羽毛是轻的工程奇迹。
They're so ingeniously complicated, they couldn't have evolved step by step by chance.
他们的复杂性以及精确性呢，不可能一步一步偶然进化的了。
And birds also have a special, unique, lightweight skeleton.
鸟虽然轻 ，very strong skeleton.
Strong, lightweight skeleton. It's unique in the animal world.
好，就是鸟虽然轻，但是它的骨骼却非常的强壮。
Yeah, that's because God designed them to fly.
就是骨骼很轻，但是很强壮，所以上帝设计他们可以去飞。
Okay, and birds also have a unique unidirectional respiratory system.
鸟类也具有独特的单一方向呼吸系统。
See, when we breathe in and out the same way.
当我们呼吸的时候，我们呼跟我们吸气吐气是用同一个管道。
But birds, they breathe in and the air makes a complete circle and then comes out. One direction.
但是鸟的呼吸是吸气之后呢，它就是会巡回出去，但是出去不是同一个方向。
Yeah, the air is not going back and forth like us.
它们的空气不是进进出出像人类。
Their air makes a complete circle.
它们的气体呢是做一个循环，做打一个圈圈。
They're designed to fly.
所以这个设计是让它们可以飞行。
And empirical science acknowledges it's impossible for this to have evolved from cold-blooded reptiles.
那实证科学就证明说这个特性呢没有办法从冷血的爬虫动物进化来。
Okay. There's a brilliant, unique design of birds.
就鸟类有非常光彩独特的设计。
They're among the most intelligent species known.
它们是物种当中最聪明的。
They can perform complex activities like building nests and singing elaborate songs.
他们能够执行复杂的活动，好像造鸟巢，而且唱一些缜密的歌。
So whales and birds, the two animals that can compose music, God mentions together on day five.
所以在第五天，上帝提出这个大鱼跟鸟，这两个动物呢，都是可以制造音乐的动物。
Okay. Living birds truly stand far apart from all other animals.
这活着的鸟类确实与所有其他动物都不一样。
And that's the acknowledgement of evolutionists themselves.
这也是进化论者自己的承认。
Okay. Reptile to bird transitions are not even remotely feasible.
爬虫类进化到鸟类根本不可能。
Okay. Now we're going to close with this last illustration from the Golden Plume.
那最后我们用金斑痕。做我们的例子，来做我们的结束。
It's amazing little bird, about 9 inches.
这个鸟非常有意思，它只有九英寸长。
Right, but he'll fly 2,400 miles from Alaska to Hawaii nonstop over the ocean every year.
那他们每年会从阿拉斯加穿越海洋飞到夏威夷2400英里，途中也不休息。
Okay, now the parents leave before the babies can fly.
这些鸟的父母亲在小婴孩还不会飞的时候就先离开了。
Okay, so the baby, how's the baby going to get to Hawaii? He's got no parents to guide him.
没有父母亲指引他们，他们怎么飞到夏威夷去呢？
But the baby has to stay behind to fatten up for the trip.
婴孩必须留下来先长胖才能够起飞。
So he's got to put on just enough weight to make the trip, to have enough energy to make the trip.
他必须长到一定的重量才有力气，才有这个体能飞到夏威夷去。
If he puts on too much weight, he can't fly.
假如他体重过重的话，他没有办法飞。
If he puts on too little weight, he's going to drop dead into the ocean.
假如他体重太轻的话呢，就会掉到海洋里去。
The babies have never made the journey before.
婴孩也从来没有飞过这个航程。
But once they reach the right weight,
但是一旦他们体重达标，
they're going to take off flying.
他们会起飞。
They will beat their wings 250,000 times without rest or eating.
他们的翅膀将要扇动25万次，途中没有休息或是进食。
The trip will take them 88 hours over ocean.
这个旅程会花他们88小时飞在海洋上空。
We still don't know how these babies can get there.
我们现在还不知道这些小婴孩是怎么去到夏威夷的。
No one bird could eat enough fat to make the journey alone.
也没有一只鸟能够吃足够的脂肪来单独完成这个旅程。
But flying together in formation to conserve energy, they never fail to reach their destination.
但是排出自行来群飞，他们就可以保留体力，而且从不失败的抵达目的地。
Okay. What a miracle.
这是一个多么大的奇迹。
A baby plover born in a hostile environment.
金斑痕宝宝生在敌对的环境
，miraculously reaches their faraway paradise in Hawaii，
却从来不失败的抵达他们的远处的乐园，就是夏威夷。
Even though they have never made such an amazing trip before，
即使他们从来没有到过那个地方。
Is not wisdom teaching us about our future？
那在这里，我们看到这个智慧，难道不是在教导我们的未来吗？
Right. We're born into this hostile world.
我们生在这个敌对的世界。
Our parents leave before we do.
父母在我们离开之前就先走了。
We must prepare for a miraculous trip to our heavenly paradise.
所以我们也必须为到天上乐园的奇迹旅程来预备。
And many of us, I'm not saying you, but many of us put on extra weight for the trip.
我不是说你好，但是我们当中有些人呢体重过重，所以这个旅程走起来非常困难。
Just like the baby plover has to.
就好像金斑痕必须要有达标的体重力。
We've never made the trip before to heaven.
我们也从来没有踏上去天上的旅程。
Will we make it?
我们会抵达吗？
Of course we will.
当然啦。
Why am I so certain?
那为什么我这么确定呢？
Because the same creator God who enables the golden plover to make the miraculous journey successfully.
因为使金斑痕成功的奇迹式的完成这个旅程的造物主
will enable us to reach our home in paradise through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
也会使我们能够借着在主耶稣基督里的信心抵达我们在乐园的家。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the animals you've created.
天父，我们感谢你所创造的所有的动物。
Thank you for revealing to us that you made every one of them in wisdom.
也感谢你启示我们，你是用智慧创造所有的生物。
So they're designed to teach us powerful, life-changing spiritual truth.
他们的设计就教导我们非常奇妙的属灵的真理。
Lord, we want to be eagle Christians.
主，我们真的愿意像是老鹰似的基督徒。
We want to take advantage of the victory that you won for us on the cross over our enemy.
我们要拿你在十字架上胜过敌人的这个属灵的胜利。
We want to use the authority you've given us, Lord, to defeat the enemy.
我们也要使用你赐给我们的权柄来击退这些属灵的敌人。
Because you have seated us in the heavenly places in Christ.
因为你已经在基督里，使我们在天上与你同坐。
And Lord, what a hope you give us.
你也给我们何等大的盼望。
Like the golden plover that makes in a miraculous journey.
就像金斑痕出发到这个奇迹般的旅程。
You teach us, Lord, all we have to do is trust you and our miraculous journey to heaven is secure.
你也告诉我们，我们到天上这个奇迹般的旅程是确实的。
Help us believe.
也帮助我们相信。
Help us trust your word.
也帮助我们相信你自己的话。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.